Today's guest is Jody Silverman, and Jody helps women embarking on the empty nest midlife transition rediscover who they are outside of a mom, daughter, and partner. As a speaker and coach, Jody provides community tools and strategies to help women find their purpose and passion and true happiness to begin living their most daring life now. So I met Jody. She reached out to me because she's doing an event in November. So if you are around, it's a 3-hour live event and it's November 3rd. Unfortunately, I can't be on the live event because I am going to be at a retreat in Phoenix, Arizona. So Jody asked me if I would do a pre-recorded training. So she's making it a bonus for people who attend the event. So I'm very excited that I was able to do that. But Jody and I are very similar in what we do and who we help. The thing I love about Jody is that she started to realize about her empty nest and that she'd need something to fill it before it actually happened. Unlike me, where my nest emptied and I was like, WTF, what do I do now? So she is great. I loved her energy and we had a great conversation, but I did want to highlight the fact that she is doing this event. She talks about it in the episode. Listen to it and go to her event if you're available. All right. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that your younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today I have with me Jody Silverman. And we've been gabbing. We just met, but we've been chit-chatting on social media and we've been gabbing for almost half an hour.
So I know.
We have so much in common. And she's very bubbly and passionate and she helps people in midlife. She's a little bit younger than me, but she is over 50 and she is very passionate about finding more purpose in your second half. And so welcome to the program, Jody.
Yeah, I'm excited, Laurie. Hi, everybody.
Yes. Yes. And so you have written a book. You love to speak. You have a membership. So you are really out there helping women and you have found this passion. I saw in your application that you had been in print sales. So I always like to start to say, and you have two kids.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Because I saw your picture and your husband, Sam. So yeah. So why don't you share, let's start off by sharing kind of where you were. You were about the same age. I was 47 when I started feeling
this. I was 45.
Like, yeah. I need to change my life. I'm not. And I get this from some of my audience. And I wonder if you felt the same way. There's this feeling of feeling guilty for wanting more. There's this feeling of feeling guilty. Like I have this beautiful house. I have a solid marriage, even though I wasn't happy in it. But, it was like we had been married for 25 years. So on paper, it looked good. Yeah. I have great kids who just graduated from college. I have a good job, but something was missing. And it almost, when you feel guilty, you think, you talk yourself out of stuff. And so that's what I spent a lot of time doing until I finally said, stop it, because I realized I was going to get to the end and have regrets.
Yeah.
So tell me what was going on in your head when you were 45.
So it's really, Laura, you're like speaking my story. And that's what I like about all of us sharing our stories is that we are so much more alike than we are different. And although some stories might have deeper, different struggles, like you, I was living my amazing life. I have an amazing home and I get to live. I manifested the house and the neighborhood I live in. That's a whole other conversation. But I manifested it through visualization, and I married a man I adore and love. We're 30 years married this year. And I do have two wonderful kids, and I have my little favorite child, my little 17-year-old cockapoo Maggie. But yes, at 45, I was selling printing. I had my own business and I got to have my own business. I mean, I really did have a very charmed life and I was grateful for all of it. And yet I found myself sitting in this very quiet space back then at 45. And at that time, I remember thinking to myself, it was a question that popped into my head because I was sitting in the quiet space. My daughter was getting ready to graduate high school. My son was a freshman in high school, so not far behind. And I remember thinking, okay, so Ellie's going to be gone. Daniel's not far behind. If when they leave, all I have left is this print business, is that enough? And it was like, hell no. I'm like, ew, no. I mean, come on, does it sound, it's really sexy printing.
But I will tell you that you're really smart because I never thought that until it actually happened.
Okay.
Or my kids were gone. So, you know, I love that you recognized that it was coming. And, yeah. You know, I think as they get older, some people, when they're needed less, you know, they start to feel like, oh, it's going to be even worse than this. It's already starting to get bad because they're off with their friends, right?
You know what? In hindsight, not while I was sitting there, but in hindsight, I think what really allowed me to be open to really even know that question even existed, like you said, is watching my kids. They just embrace life so fearlessly. I have two kids. My daughter has total wanderlust, is traveling the world and doing what she wants. And I said, they just do things without fear. And I felt like I was living with fear and doubt, even though I've had a very successful career, started my own business, but yet I was in that space. And that question, the guilt came. It all in this one, like I was there for like 2 hours in this quiet space, but I was like, well, wait a minute. I have this great life. I really don't have a lot of adversity. I hadn't had a ton of adversity, not a lot of loss at that time. And I'm like, who am I not to feel fulfilled? You know, I play tennis. I get to choose my schedule. I volunteer at my synagogue. I have community. I have friends. I have family. And I just processed it and I sat with it. And then I realized, Laurie, you know, it wasn't about all of that stuff. It was about me. It was about Jody, me. What do I get to do that's just for me, that fills me, that will feel fulfilled? And I'm using words now I never used back then. I just knew that I wanted to do something. I also knew and had, like, I knew that it had something to do with my voice. I felt like I had this voice, but I didn't know what that meant or how to share it. And just answering the question, allowing myself to feel all the emotions through it, really, and not knowing the answer. I truly believe that was the reason I was open when a business opportunity in network marketing, you know, one of those things you're not supposed to say yes to, which you know about. When it was presented to me, I think I said yes because I gave myself time to think, okay, I want something else. I'll just say yes and hear what it's about because two of my really good friends called me and I'm like, well, maybe they know something I don't know. And I had a little fear of missing out there, a little FOMO. And I said yes, and boom, my whole world exploded in a great way. Personal growth and development came into my world. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. I was so starved for it. I was starved.
Before that, it was just Oprah. That's the only place you could get it.
Right. And I didn't really know what Oprah was talking about. I just loved her. But now I understood. Okay. Now I understood what Think and Grow Rich was all about. Mm-hmm. Now I understood how powerful our mindset was. And I understood that although I had a great life and always had community and friends and success in my business, I was starting to understand what these feelings inside of me were, the fear, the doubt, the feeling of lack of confidence. Although I was confident, I wasn't.
Yeah. So I think this is what I think. Okay. And I think this is where people make a mistake because I realize looking back now is that we seek the passion externally. So we're like, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
What do I need to, you know, find instead of it as a being, Like, right. It's either a, yes. It's where we think we need to do something, but it's, we need to be something.
Yes.
Yes. And so what network, the clever thing about network marketing and how they pull you in and how they get you to like, love it, even though it might not be long lasting. Yeah. Because I grew out of it. I was like, oh my gosh, this could be so much more than just this. But what it did for me, and it sounds like what it did for you, is personal development. So it taught us about what's going on in our head, yes. which has all the things to do with being. Mm-hmm. And secondly, it was the connecting, because I'm such a person who yes. needs people. Yes. And you are like that too. And so if you're somebody who likes to connect, then
yeah.
And then you start to, you, and I think connecting, one of the things that I have a sister and we are very different and we're not very close. And one of the things I think that I got out of life that she missed out on, she might think, not think so, is that she never went to college. Mm-hmm. And she got married at 19 and she grew in different ways, but I learned more about myself through my roommates in college. Mm. And so I think connecting with other people, and if you're open to, you know, their advice, if you're open to their, you know, just like how, if you're around people who make you better.
Yes.
Then, and who love you and support you. And when I'm around my girlfriends from college and we're getting together in a couple weekends, I'm so excited. Like, it's like, I feel like I am like this person that it's like, they make me feel that there's more potential in me than I have. And so, yeah, so that's, I think what we do and why network marketing served us so well to be kind of a stepping stone.
Absolutely. Because you're surrounded by people, all walks of life, total acceptance. And everybody really looking for all that. They're looking for the connection. They're looking for the belief to have others believe in them until they believe in them while they're trying to believe in themselves. And I also kind of like, I'm kind of like the girl who wants the gold star. So I kind of like the Atta Girls behind me. I'm looking right up there. That's my award right there.
Yeah, I was too. Got those quotas. Well, you're in sales too. So yeah. You work from quotas probably or did?
Oh, I did when I was in corporate America and you got the President's Club. And so all of what you said is true. I loved being surrounded by all everybody, no matter who they were all there for the same reason. Mm-hmm. We think those awards, for the money. We think we're there for the money.
Yeah. And the awards are really just challenges. And if you think about it, that your personality and my personality, we want to constantly be challenged by something.
Yeah. It's so true. So true. So yeah, that was, and you just said it for me. And I think this was the aha. Somebody, one of the other women that I hung out with there, she said this, and it was true, that network marketing, direct sales, multi-level, whatever you want to call it, network marketing is a springboard for what comes next. And it is the absolute reason saying yes to that business opportunity is why I'm sitting here talking to you right now, Laurie, sitting here supporting other empty nest moms in discovering their most daring, fun, exciting lives. This is why I'm doing it, because of them. And I give them credit. I called them up. I said, you could call me anytime. I'm ready to speak to anybody and tell them why this is such a great, great industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you had asked me before I did network marketing, would you ever want to have your own business? I'd be like, no, I'm not an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, I look at entrepreneurs and I think they're different than me. Right.
Yeah.
And usually, and I always thought they're more men than women, not so much anymore, but I had this idea in my head and I didn't fit that mold. And so it's kind of this little step outside your comfort zone. You're just like a little test the waters kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I could probably do this. I remember the first time I did a live video and I was like so awkward and I was hearing my voice and I was like, oh my gosh, that doesn't even sound like me. And I know that I can't.
Listening to yourself talk on your recording is one of the most difficult things, I think, of being a host. And then you said something like, I love what you said about your college friends and your roommate. You know, I struggled in school. I now know why I always felt like I struggled in school. It had nothing to do with being smart or not being smart. I struggled. Socially, I didn't. And it's funny because there's 9 of us from my sorority sisters, shout out to the Zetas. We're still very close. All 9 of us keep in touch. And annually, we get together with our husbands or partners, and we have an annual holiday party. And without fail, my one roommate, because 2 of them are former roommates, because I didn't go to class. I don't know how I got out in 4 years, but I did. But she will, without fail, the conversation will come up and she'll be like, Jody, you're like the most improved. And, you know, but they always loved me. They always supported me. Even when I, you know, slept in and missed all my classes, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'll be okay. I just need to get out of here. See, I knew I was going to be totally okay out in the world.
Yeah. And they say, I know there's data on this, research data, that the A students, like the straight A students, aren't necessarily the ones that become the most successful. Mm-hmm. That a lot of the entrepreneurs are like the B and the C students. Yeah. And, you know, but they have emotional IQ versus like the right. the original IQ, which goes a long way in what yeah. you have to do to get ahead in life. So, yeah. So let's talk about you are known for daring.
Yeah.
Like, so your community is moms who dare. Is that
moms who dare?
Moms who dare. Yep. So, and I love Brené Brown. She has a book called Daring Greatly, which you probably know. Yes.
And Dare to Lead.
So I read somewhere that you were really inspired by a talk someone gave. Yeah. And it was I don't know if it was about resilience or, you know, it was like this aha moment. I love aha moments because they can really be just this moment in time that changes your path.
Well, it did.
Yeah. It did. And so please tell me like this and how it happened. And
I love talking about my friend. Yeah. She's now my very good friend. Her name is Luann Kahn. She's an 8-time Emmy award-winning broadcast journalist from Philadelphia, which is where I'm from. And it was, I was at the time I heard her speak, I was a life coach. I have become a life coach and I knew I wanted to support moms. And I didn't have a Facebook group yet. None of that. I didn't really.
Were you still in network marketing or had you made the transition out?
I was still in network marketing, but I had just become a certified life coach. And I really thought, okay, if I do serve in that capacity as a coach, it's going to be to moms. I went to a local Chamber of Commerce, Power Your Potential, it was called, conference. There were 350 women in the room. And Luann was the keynote speaker talking about her book called I Dare Me, about her year of what she calls doing firsts, daring, which is simply her word, and it's her word, stepping out of your comfort zone to try something new and different. And she decided from a little bit of a nudge and calling out and a dare from her daughter at the time, Mom, you need to do something new because you're stuck. And it's not like you. And so she decided to do something new every day for a year to get unstuck. And she stood on that stage sharing videos about all these firsts and doing something new doesn't mean jumping out of an airplane. Although she did it, you will not get me on an airplane. I can tell you that. It can be simple. It's something as simple as spending the day giving random compliments to strangers, letting people line in front of you, let people go first in front of you, everywhere you go, driving in line. It's all about the act of getting out of your own head, dropping into your heart and just doing something different. It could be go to the next time you drive by a playground, Laurie, pull your car into the parking lot, get out and go swing on the swings. These are all firsts, what Luann calls first. And she's sitting there, she keeps calling them first and daring and stepping out of your comfort zone. And I sat in that room. And I had that moment where she was only talking to me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a mom who dares. I've been daring. Like that word dare resonated so deeply with me because I am at my heart. I love to play. I love to have fun. One of my core values is fun. It comes up everywhere. Like there has to be fun. There's hard work in what we do, Laurie. And sometimes it's not fun. But what I do in the long run that really, really do at the end of the day is fun. So it's worth the hard work. And that I think that's why dare resonated with me. It was a playful word.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, fun is one of my hard, my high values. Yeah.
So I sat there and I realized, and I had a Facebook group set up around this part guide, part journal. My mom and I co-created and published together that book you were talking about. And it was just like a little nothing Facebook group. I didn't know what I was doing. I went home that day and I changed the name of the group to Moms Who Dare. So you want to talk about that moment that changed the trajectory of my entire entrepreneurial journey? I now had this group, Moms Who Dare, and we were going to dare to come together and try new and different things together, because it's not fun doing it alone. It's more fun in community. And that's how it all started for me. And then I dared myself. I wrote a letter to Luann. I sent her my book. I dared to ask her to jump on a phone call with me. She's my friend now. And she's come and spoken to my group. And I always give her credit where credit is due. I did not come up with the word dare myself, but it's become my mantra, daring on. Dare on now became my signature and my mantra. I have it tattooed on my wrist.
That's great. Tell me what, when you heard this word and you said, that's me, I thought you were going to say, I don't dare. I've lost the ability to dare. So what was it? And I don't know if you felt that, like, I need to dare more. I used to dare, I don't anymore. So what was it that resonated so much about that word for where you were in the moment?
My media thought was, that's me. I'm a mom who's been daring. I said yes to network marketing and I was doing things to build that business I would never have thought and dreamed I would do, making calls, reaching out to people, going to conferences, standing on stage and speaking because somebody there saw that in me. Talk about people seeing your gifts. So I, up until that point, to dare to go and enroll in a class, a life coaching class, and have to take a test for somebody like me. I mean, talk about that would have been normally a barrier. I would have said, I have to take a test to get certified. Forget it. I can't study. I can't memorize. I can't learn all my I can'ts around school. And yes, it was more about, I felt like I had been doing that for the years that led up to me sitting in that room, hearing Luann. And yet there was so much more I wanted to dare to do. And she did. She dared us to write down on a card something that we've been wanting to do that we haven't done and assign a date to it. And I wrote, I wanted to go ziplining. That was something scary to me. I'm scared of heights, but I wanted to do ziplining. I don't know why, but I did. And I ended up doing it a year later due to some injuries I had, but I did it a year later. I took a group, My Moms Who Dare. And I said, here's a big dare that I have to get done. I need to do this. And we have a local zoo in Norristown, Pennsylvania, a children's zoo. And they had a zip lining. I'm like, okay, we could do zip lining at a children's zoo. And 10 of us went. And it was the most incredible experience for grown women in their 40s.
Yeah, to face our I love fears zip lining. Together. So fun. I went on a zip lining adventure in Jamaica. So I highly recommend it. But yeah. Yeah. So it sounds to me like when she said that, you realized your significance in terms of, or your purpose in that you identified with that. And you said, I can help other people with this. Well, so you knew you wanted to help people, but it really got to a real specific way that you could do that.
Well, I thought, you know, here I am 45, look at all I've done in my life and I'm still scared. And I'm still like, and my kids are going to leave and I'm going to miss them. I am, but I'm going to miss them. And now I get to do what? I get to spend more time, quality time with my husband. And I have lots of ideas on how you reconnect with the three people in your life most, to stay connected to your adult children as they launch. That's a struggle. That's a fear, but there's ways to do it, to reconnect as just a couple again, and then to reconnect to community. And I didn't want my friends sitting at home, sad and crying. And yeah, we're all going to feel sad. Feel it. We can feel the feels. We have to. But I wanted them to experience what I was experiencing on their terms. And I wanted to share that with other women and say, look, it's not over. I was in sales, direct mail marketing sales and energy sales. And now I'm a life coach. Who does that?
Yeah.
And I wanted that.
Yeah. What did your kids, they clearly noticed a change that you were really, I like to use the word sparked, but you were really, excited about your life and really finding something new to focus on. So what did they think?
So I think they would agree. They were proud of me. They were watching me have fun. And hey, moms out there, listen to this. You're always a mom. And I don't care how old you are, because I still watch my mom. They're watching. And what I taught my children is that it's never too late to become who you want to be in the moment you want to be that person. And I was watching them go out into the world, brave new experiences, and meet new people and learn new things. And I decided that's the path I wanted to take. So that's what I dare women and moms to do, is go on the same path that you're launching your children to do. You're going to be more interesting to them. You're going to have more to talk about. And you know what? They are proud of me. I had a moment with my son during my network marketing. I promoted one night. I was home sick as a dog, and I was supposed to do a business presentation. And I felt horrible. So my upline, you know, my upline, those of you that have been in direct mail, they went to the meeting for me. And I was laying in bed, sick, fever, and I was so sad. And all of a sudden I got a text, watch your phone. And all of a sudden I got an alert. You've promoted, somebody's joined your team and you've promoted to senior director, which was huge. That's a whole nother conversation. And I went, oh my God. And I said, and because my son was at home at the time and he saw my struggles. He saw me falling, getting up, not giving up, getting back on the horse again, trying more, because I had these goals in my business. And he came running downstairs and he threw his arms around me, my teenage son. And he's like, Mom, I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. And that right there, that was a drop of mic moment for me. I'm like, if nothing ever happened after that, he was proud of me. So yeah, your children are watching.
Yeah.
They're watching. They don't want you.
And you know what kind of, you know, I'm learned a lot about how our energy attracts or repels people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when you know, the energy, if you're thinking about like walking around unhappy and unfulfilled and thinking like, oh, this is good enough, that's not the kind of energy you want to be putting out. And your kids are getting that energy. Yeah. And yeah. So, and they're learning that energy. And so yeah. You want to reflect as much great energy and make that your number one priority. Learn how to make your energy as brilliant and positive as it can be. And so, yeah. So seek
they
it.
They see us having, and they see my husband and I having fun together. They see us. I mean, it's just that you want them to see it. Yeah. And they are proud of you and they want to be proud of you, and they get to live their life and you get to live yours, and you can still stay connected while doing it. And yeah, so it's become my passion, and it's so fulfilling. You know, the work you're doing is fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah. And I recently had this realization that, you know, because I used to always think, you know, when I found my purpose about being a coach, so I thought I should be a teacher because my parents are teachers and my sister's a teacher. So I got, I was getting my degree in teaching English. I was going to be a middle school English teacher like my mother. But just because I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, well, I'll do that. And it wasn't any kind of path I was supposed to walk. Now I know. But I didn't know how to figure out what path I should walk.
Yeah.
And so I just did that. And it was comfortable, you know, it's what I knew. And so I ended up dropping out, and because I broke up with my boyfriend, and that's another story where, you know, I just needed a break for a semester. But the problem is when you're not really excited about what you're doing, it doesn't compel you to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to do those classes I wasn't interested in. So I didn't go back. And so anyways, the best job I ever had was being a mom. And I was not the like, oh, I want to babysit. My sister was like that. I did I did everything I could to avoid babysitting.
God, you we're like the same person.
Yeah. I would rather clean out stalls at a barn, which is what I did for $1 an hour, than take care of little kids. So my mother thought I was going to be a disaster when it came to being a mom. But I, that minute that baby came out, I was like, my life changed. It all changed. And so it's so funny because when they left and how sad I was and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, well, what you loved in your past should inform you about what will light you up in your future.
Yes.
But I never put like I never thought about kids and raising kids and guiding kids. And, you know, I was there, I worked full time, but I still was their soccer coach. I was their assistant basketball coach. I was like in their stuff all the time. And I never really put the kind of like, I never like associated that I was their teacher. I was their coach.
Yeah.
And so of course I would like to coach. It's just that my clientele changed, right? But because I had this experience with teaching seventh grade, which is a whole different thing, I thought I don't want to be a teacher. But then when I got into the corporate world, I actually trained adults and stuff. And I did like that. So there's so many things. Just because you tried something, it didn't work, it just might need to be tweaked a little bit, right?
Yeah,
to
do it didn't, what really, yeah.
Yeah.
The way
yeah.
they were teaching it in college wasn't resonating with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you did something recently, and I don't have it in front of me. It was on Instagram, and it was about thinking that you've lost your purpose in your job. And it was so eloquent the way you said it. I have to go find that, and I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because, you know, we're never done. We're never over. And I just love, one of the things that I love about what I do now is that the personal development is still there.
Yes.
Steroids, you know, because mm-hmm. everything that I learn is something that I can teach, is something yeah. that I can share, is something that I can yeah. can provide value. And you know, maybe it won't resonate with some, but it'll resonate with someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I love that. I love what you've done. And yeah, talk about as we close, because we're going to wrap up here, but you're getting ready to do a summit. That's actually how we met. She reached out to me to be on her summit. She's doing a summit. It's kind of like getting a group of people together that are like-minded and sharing kind of their expertise is essentially what it is. And so I can't do it because she's doing it at a time when I'm going to be at a business retreat. But she's invited me to at least do a pre-recorded training, which I'm excited about.
So
just share with my listeners, what the dates are and what it's called. And yeah, we can also link up a link to the show notes in the show notes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I love organizing these summits. This one is different. This is a live 3-hour virtual event, and it's free to attend. It's called Resilient, Confident, and Happy in Midlife. And those three things are important. They're important. You get to learn how to build your resilience so that you can bounce back when life hits, because life is hitting. At every moment, life is trying to hit, and resilience is important. And I know we hear about it. What is it really? It's the ability to have tools and strategies in your toolbox to help you bounce back. Confident. These are our most empowering years, Laurie, right?
Yeah.
So let's be the most confident selves we can be. And then, and happy. I know a lot of people are like, well, happy is an overused term, and it might be, but it's not about the happy when. It's not like, I'll be happy when I launch my podcast. I'll be happy when I find my purpose. It's being happy right now. It's that inner sense of peace and well-being, regardless of your external circumstances. And I brought together 4 speakers for the live 3 hours, each one in an area of life to support you through some area of emptiness in midlife. And then you, plus another wonderful midlife expert, have agreed to pre-record something for us, and that will be available. I'm not going to share all the details, but it's happening on November, you know, I don't know when we're airing, but this is happening on November 3rd. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, I love bringing these type of events because it's not just my voice. They're going to get to hear your voice, and they're going to get to hear 4 other experts in all areas of life. And it's about, you know, daring to say yes. And I'm going to share with you this, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say yes to opportunity in order to figure out to shine a light on bringing purpose and passion into your life. It's not about finding your purpose. It's about bringing purpose and passion into your life by getting clear, by saying yes to opportunity and possibility and opening yourself up to new opportunities.
Yeah. So that link is, do you have that?
I do have that.
Will people remember it?
Yes, it's dareontowhatsnext.com.
Dare on to what's next.com.
Dare. Dare on to what's next.com.
Probably could I make it any longer? Apostrophe, right?
Because no apostrophe.
We're all apostrophe.
Dare on to what's next.
Well, we'll put it in the show notes as well. So yes, thank you for coming. Are there any how would you like to close this? I always like to talk about how you exemplify living a not your average life. Obviously, you're more daring than most. I also want to say that because midlife, some people might think, I'm past that. Jody is 56. You're okay with me saying that, right?
Oh, heck
yes. Don't have to edit that out. Yeah. So she is probably similar to age to a lot of people who are listening to my podcast. So yeah. So it's totally for people in their this second half of their life, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like what does not living a not an average life? It's for me, I'm going to use my mantra. It's about daring on. It's about saying yes to new opportunities, saying yes to attending a conference, saying yes to going on that vacation. And dare on has become my life's mantra. It has become the overarching mantra for the Moms Who Dare community. And if you let it, this is what it actually means. If you let it, it will inspire you to keep dreaming, never stop dreaming. It will drive you to face your fears, because fears are just there, part of life. Give you a heads up. It will give you strength to persevere, that resilience when life comes knocking, and it will help fuel your adventures. So dare on.
That's awesome. Yeah. I heard this statistic, and it's really sad, is that only 2 out of 100 people live purposeful, intentional lives. And you know, I think about that, it just like, it's sad. And so the best thing you can do to live a not your average life is dare to be one of those 2 out of 100.
Hey, Laurie, if I may, you know, I do believe in the power of questions, and I'm sure you do too, being a coach. So, you know, here's a great one to start with. You know, what is something that I do or have done that lights me up, that makes me feel alive? Journal about it.
Yeah.
And there's your pathway to starting to bring purpose and passion into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And it can be a long time ago too, because things from our childhood are very telling as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Thanks for reaching out to me and finding me. And I'm so excited that we had this opportunity to chit chat.
You know, I enjoyed meeting you, Laurie. And I hope that this helps and inspires, you know, somebody out there listening. So dare on.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average life.